Turn it up, we got something for the yawning. No limit, Larry, Larry, mad, you get the picture. Morning madhouse for breakfast, we in the kitchen. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. What the f*** wrong with Burpee is something they can't fix. Incognito in the kitchen with the mix. Loud in your neighborhood, waving hey to you. Jessica coming with the nosy neighbor new. Are you dumb? We the biggest, hope you playing it smart. Good morning, Charlotte. Man, we came to tear the city apart. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, yeah. Morning madhouse, morning madhouse. Whoa.
There it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what it is. It's a Friday. That's right. It's a Friday. Friday inside the Madhouse, man. Clocking in one time for the one time. You know what it is. 47 degrees right about now. Clear skies. We're going to heat up to about 60 today with sunshine. Let me look at this rain in the forecast. Let me see if it's a good weekend to wash your car. You might get about today, tomorrow, Sunday, that rain coming in. Yeah, it's going to be a heavy chance of rain on Sunday. So 60 today, 50 on tomorrow for your weekend. And then Sunday's high is rain with a high of 44. Woo! Woo! Yeah, it might not be. Unless you're going somewhere today or tomorrow, you might get you a quick shine in. Other than that, nah, don't do it. Hey, the Madhouse with me this morning. Y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica again there, though.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Miss Jessica.
What's going on?
How you feeling? You good?
Wonderful.
Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, boy. Y'all say what up, comedian, baby?
I say good morning.
Mill Road.
Good morning.
West Boulevard.
Good morning.
Betty Ford.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, Bert?
What's happening, boy?
You all right?
I'm cooling, man.
All right, man. I got some sad news. I hate starting to show out like this on a Friday. But big news broke yesterday morning as a member of the Charlotte Football Club, Anton Walks, he actually passed away in a car accident.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't know if y'all follow the soccer team here. You know, the Charlotte Football Club is our soccer team. And they reported that yesterday morning. Sad, sad news. I haven't had a chance to attend a soccer game, but Monday at the prayer breakfast, I met a guy who works out there, and he invited me out. So, and the season kicks off in February, but yeah, they put up a heartfelt post on their website on yesterday. So, prayers up to that young man and his family representing the Charlotte Football Club. Had crazy, crazy news coming out yesterday. All right, let's get our show started this morning with the inspirational power word of the morning. It's coming from Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. The story of the three Hebrew boys who found themselves in the fiery furnace at the hands of King Nebuchadnezzar demonstrates the reality of four things. One, obeying God doesn't always exempt you from trouble. As a matter of fact, sometimes you may find yourself in challenging situations because you've done what is right. Two, you're not alone. God has promised to be with you even in times of trouble. When the king looked into the furnace, he saw four men free of the ropes and walking around. Three, your trouble will become your testimony. Understand others are watching you, and your faithfulness to God and his intervention on your behalf will touch their lives beyond what you can imagine. And four, on the other side of trouble, there's a great blessing. After releasing the young men, the king promoted them. It's a scriptural principle that when you're faithful in a hard place, God can trust you in a high place. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
All this
plug for new
hip-hop
and R&B.
Y'all know what time it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse. 6 o'clock. Yep, 6 o'clock, boy. High today is going to be right near 60, 47 degrees on you at the house this morning. Feel a little warm out there, but don't get fooled because, yeah, that cold weather back tonight. It's going to be here tonight, tomorrow, and then Sunday. Yeah, I'm really cold, all right? Y'all know what time it is. Time for your Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who? Let's talk about
Madhouse question of the day. Nosy neighbors, we are asking you, who is a character on television? You like the character, but you don't like the actor or actress that actually plays that part.
I gotta think about this one some more. Yeah, skip me right now. Come back.
Tasha on Power.
You don't like
Tasha on Power. I like the character. But I just cannot get past Natari as Tasha. It doesn't work for me. It doesn't work for me. So that one is the first one that comes to mind.
Is it TV or movie? Because I got a movie character.
Either one.
Nick Cannon and Chirac. I just couldn't take Nick Cannon as a gangster.
Okay.
If Chirac was an alright movie, I'd buy it. Not for 2 seconds. But I like the, you know what I mean? I like what they try to do with the character, but Nick wasn't it.
Yeah.
Nah, Nick wasn't it.
I don't like the new Carlton.
Oh, really?
Fresh Prince? I like him.
I like that character.
You don't like the dude that plays?
I don't like the guy that's playing.
Wow, I think he does a good job.
I don't like him at all.
Really?
Yeah. Can't stand him.
You don't think he's a good actor, or you don't like his character? Like, what is it?
I don't know.
It's just something about him?
I think that he's not a good actor. It's his mannerisms and the way that he talks. It's annoying as hell.
You don't think that he fits that character?
No, not at all.
Really?
Wow.
He doesn't fit that
character. I was like that.
What they want to do with Carlton,
yeah,
I don't believe him as the Carlton that they're portraying in the new one.
Let me ask you, is it because of the way that they portray the new Carlton? The new Carlton is not likable. He's not supposed to be likable. He's supposed to be this arrogant, rich kid.
Right.
And so because the character isn't supposed to be likable like the old Carlton was, is it that the reason why you don't like him?
What they're doing, what they did with the new Carlton, it's the boy. That's
really?
I don't know what it is about.
I was like that with Tyreek on Power, Michael J. Rainey. I was like that with him at first, but he got better. He's gotten better.
Yeah.
As an actor, he's developed a whole lot in his character, and I begin to like him. But at first, I did. I was like, man, no. Nah. But now he bring it. He bring it now.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Carlton boy. Ugh. I don't like him.
And Gustavo, like him. Gustavo on Snowfall too. The Latin actor.
You don't like him?
I do. Not at first. I didn't. He was.
Oh no! I thought he was great.
I thought he was great in that role. Then first season. Not second season. He was all right. Yeah, he picked up. But yeah. But yeah,
I might not have liked D-Ray.
Peaches
character he was playing.
You ain't like Peaches and Snowfall.
I can sort of see that.
Yeah.
I can sort of see that
because he was. It's D-Ray.
I don't know if he was the right pick for that role.
He always play a villain, don't he? Like, he always play like something like that.
And what? What?
What's that other little thing he was in that he played a little villain? I think about it. He was a hustle man in one of, I think, in the movie. I think it was.
But he always played that role where it was like, okay, you might have been the villain, but you put your D-Ray spin on it.
Right. I got you.
Peaches just ain't.
Mm-hmm. He ain't do it for you.
That's tough for someone like a D-Ray who really wants to get into acting. It is hard for him to be able to. He's sort of typecast. You know, it's hard for him to be able to play those different roles. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it is for me and Natari. Because I also didn't like her on Queens.
Right.
I wasn't for her on Queens either.
You know, Denzel was like that for a long time until he did Training Day. Everybody, they kind of typecast Denzel into these roles where he was a good guy. And then he killed Training Day. Murder.
I wouldn't consider that as typecasting because Denzel has played all different types of roles. He's been a father. He's been an officer. He's been, he's been able to give us range.
Right, but a lot of those was before Training Day, and a lot of those he played a good guy. Like, he was a good guy type character. Like, he was his first villain role was Training Day. That's why he went an Oscar for it. Because they seen Denzel act up. That boy acted up enough. Favorite move, by the way. Same as Plug. Hey, you can look it up.
I can't disagree because I don't know that for sure.
Yeah, look it up.
But,
yeah. How do we get in on this?
Go to our Instagram pages at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at Just Burpee, or you can leave your comment on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all know. Man, these folks got hitty s***. No cap.
621 here in the Carolinas. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News quickie of the morning. SZA, she took to Instagram to send some love to Megan Thee Stallion. She says, just wanted to give some love to Meg. You're beautiful. And we're all rooting for you with a heart emoji. You know, Megan has been visibly missing from social media since the trial and subsequent conviction of Tory Lanez. During the trial, Megan tearfully admitted, "I can't even be happy. I can't hold conversations with people for a long time. I don't feel like I want to be on this earth. I wish he would have just shot and killed me if I knew I would have to go through this torture." So sending some more love to Megan Thee Stallion. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nose.
598 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Snowden Valerie, the morning madhouse, 47 degrees. Today's high's got to be right near 60 inside Charlotte, America. And you know what it is? It is a chilly than Friday.
It's chilly than Friday with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse on Power 98.
Jessica, who we got in the building?
We got the squad from Alexander Graham Middle School. They are live in the madhouse. They've been lit all morning, and they are ready to do their thing for you. Let's go, ladies. Let's G-O-O. Let's go.
G-O. Let's go. G-O. Let's go. G-O. Let's go. Let's G-G-O, let's go, G-O, let's go, G-O, let's G-G-O, let's go,
A-G,
you know, let's go, A-G.
Yo, what's up? It's a cheerleader Friday. The whole Blue Titans cheer squad. The Palisades Puma Comp team. We're North Midland Squad. We're Mallet Creek. And we always wake up with the morning madhouse on Power 98.
Period. Nolan Miller, the morning madhouse. Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B. And you know what it is. It's a chilly Friday inside the madhouse.
It's chilly Friday with No Limit Larry in the morning madhouse on Power 98.
You know, we got the squad from Alexander Graham in the building, and they're ready to do another cheer for you. Let's go, ladies.
Those Bulldogs don't play.
We are the Bulldogs, AGMS. We came to show you that we got the groove. No one can shake or rock or move like we do. So you best stop, make way for that red, black, and white. So just step aside, hey, hey. Watch what you say, cause this is your warning. Those Bulldogs don't play.
A-G.
You know
that you know A-G. It's a cheerleader Friday. The whole Blue Titan cheer squad. The Palisades Puma Comp team. We're North Midland Squad. We're Mallet Creek. And we always wake up with the morning mat.
All right, coming up next, we're going to meet 98 WPG, Charlotte's Plug for new hip-hop and R&B, 47 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 60. Rain in the forecast for Sunday. It's going to be a cold Sunday. Other than that, man, weekend should be all right. Tomorrow's temperature, we're going to be about 54 degrees. And then Sunday, we're going to top out at 44 with 90% chance of rain and showers. All right, we got to meet this cheer squad in the building. Go ahead, ladies, introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Katori. I'm team captain, and I'm in 8th grade.
Hi, I'm Brooke, and I'm in 7th grade.
Hi, I'm Anaja, and I'm in the 8th grade.
Hi, I'm Sutton, and I'm in the 7th grade.
Hi, my name is Genesis, and I'm in the 7th grade.
Hey, guys, it's Luffy, and I'm in 7th grade.
Hey, y'all, it's Mary, and I'm in 8th grade.
Hi, I'm Bennett, and I'm in 8th grade.
Hi, I'm Lowry, and I'm in 7th grade.
Hi, I'm Maddie, and I'm in 7th grade.
Hi, I'm Jillian, and I'm in 7th grade.
And that's the squad from AG. And, of course, we got to get the coaches over here. Come on, coaches. Come over here. Introduce yourselves.
It's your head coach, Jessica, in the building. What up?
It's the assistant coach, Coach Lee, in the building. I've been teaching at AG for about 5 years.
All right, that's what it is. And shout out to the parents, too.
One time for the parents.
Yeah. parents in the building.
And we have a younger cheerleader that's in here. They allowed one of their little sisters to come in.
Ah, that's dope.
Come on over here and introduce yourself. Say your name and what grade you're in.
I'm Tia and I'm in fifth grade.
There right. Fifth grade, doing that thing. Y'all make sure y'all check us out each and every Friday for a Cheerleader Friday to find out what squad is in the building. And of course, you stop by our website to see the squad at power98fm.com. Charlotte's Club, Manu Hill Bible RB, 708, 8 minutes out of 7 o'clock. It is time to let y'all shine this morning.
Shining from a mile, Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out everybody out in Boston. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out handling the business. Real. I'ma tell the whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Power 98, good morning. Who you trying to let shine?
Good morning, Miss Jessica. I want to let Miss Walacia's 3B class at Meadow Street Academy shine this morning because my girl is killing it because she letting my boy, he just learning so much and I'm just so thankful for her. We got to shine her this morning.
I love that. She's just learning so much.
Power 98, good morning. Who you letting shine?
Good morning. I want to let my son, Cameron McCone, shine. Today is his last day of high school, at Independence High School, and he'll be graduating February 2nd.
It's a beautiful morning at Power 98. Who would you like to let shine? I said hello. I said
hello.
Hello.
Hey, good morning. I want to let the Great Falls Lady Red Devil shine this morning, and a special shout out to my girl Yasmin and Yanasia Williams. Mommy loves you and have a good day.
Shout out to the No Limit Larry Big Dog of the Week. He's shining. You want to find out who that is, man? Slide by our website at power98fm.com. Shout out to
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Students out there, all the high schoolers out there taking them exams, and all the student athletes that gotta take the exams and then play tonight in some high school basketball action. So salute to all y'all. Let all y'all shine this morning. Coming up inside the madhouse, y'all already know Miss Jessica got it for you. Them tickets for you to check out Cat Williams. Yes, indeed. You can get them at 724 doing your nose and neighbor news. We back at 720.
Let it shine.
I'm gonna let it shine.
What the hell?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? It's Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. It's time for your nosy neighbor news for Friday, January 20th. Khalif Adams was caught on camera giving Young Thug a Percocet pill in an Atlanta courtroom. Now, this video is crazy, y'all. You see Adams walk right up to Thug as he is sitting next to his lawyer and hand him the pill. A deputy immediately walks up, confiscates the pill from Thug, and took Adams into custody. During a search, he was found to be in possession of marijuana and tobacco that was wrapped up in plastic and food seasoning to conceal the odor. He was taken to Grady Hospital after he attempted to ingest more contraband during this whole situation. It's crazy. You all can check out the video on our website, power98fm.com. Sydney Ledet, that's the other victim from the night that Takeoff was killed. She is speaking out for the first time. She's 24 years old, and she said that the argument quickly escalated, and before she knew it, she was falling to the ground and feeling a stinging sensation in the back of her head. She believes that it's a miracle that she is alive. Somehow her friends got her down an escalator and into a car. She was taken to the hospital 12 minutes away, and that act saved her life. Ice Spice, she released a surprise EP called Like? Question mark. Like that, question mark.
My body, I get what I want, like.
Burp, you get on my nerves. The 6-song EP includes her hit Munch, Bikini Bottom, and her most recent internet sensation In the Hood. It also features Lil TJ, who was arrested while he was on the set with Ice Spice doing a video shoot. So you all look out for that. It dropped last night. Future recently teased an upcoming joint album with Metro Boomin. He posted pictures and video of the two working on new music. Earlier, Metro Boomin shared more about how this joint album happened. He says, at first, we were going to put a couple of songs with me and him on the album, but we took them off because I talked to him. I was like, look, the last time anybody really heard a song from me and you was Mask Off. So instead of us randomly throwing one or two songs on here, we gotta let them wait and just give them a joint album. So be on the lookout for that. It's supposed to drop later this year. Happy birthday to Blueface and Joey Badass. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica,
News report.
Power 98.
Hello, Larry. The morning madhouse, 48 degrees. Today's high is going to be right near 58. 58 is your high for the day. Y'all know what time it is, man. It is 7:40, and it's time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry. Man.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad.
I'm mad.
Are you mad, man?
I'm mad.
Are we mad, man?
Larry Mad is being brought to you by the Power 98 New Year New Cash Contest. You need $2,000, you got a chance to win it in our national contest. All you got to do is log on to our website at power98fm.com. New Year, same dummies. That's what hashtag Larry Mad is today. Hashtag Larry Mad. Hashtag, I know you freaking lying. Hashtag ain't no way, boss. Courtroom, Young Thug on trial. Jessica just told y'all about this one. And his partner, one of his associates, gonna try to slide this man some perk and weed in the courtroom. Sir, what are you doing? This is a courtroom. It's police in here. That's right. Police. It's police in here. It is judges in here. Lawyers. You gonna get up from back of the courtroom. Come around. You don't even supposed to approach me while I'm sitting right here beside this white man in the suit. You see me sitting beside this white man in the suit in the courtroom? You know what that mean? That mean I'm fighting for my life. I'm in here fighting for my life, big dog. And you gonna get up and bring me and try to slide me some perks and weed wrapped up? Bruh, I guess that's the way you say you not my friend without saying you not my friend. Like, cause, boy, you know they trying to give me 50 years, and you gonna do this to me? You gonna do this to me? Oh, ho, ho, ho.
You disloyal, fool ass bitch made.
What would you think? He must have already been high on the perks himself. First of all, sir, you got charges. You in the courtroom with all this stuff, and you already got charges. And then you gonna try to send yourself to the upper room or to the hospital or something because you tried to ingest the rest of the stuff you had. What in the hell?
You disloyal, fool ass bitch made.
What's going on, thug, young thug? We got it, cause boy, your friends and associates, you, whoever these people that was around you, you don't never need to go back around none of them. You don't never do no crimes around them, none of that. The last place you should try to slide somebody anything that's illegal is in the courtroom in front of the bailiff. Boy, the bailiff slid over there so fast, boy, that boy said. He almost slapped him for being dumb. He almost slapped the boy for being dumb. Just deaf, dumb, and stupid.
You disloyal, fool-ass bitch made.
Whew. Man enough. Fighting for his life, and you gonna do that to him. Luckily, Young Thug was not charged in this. Luckily for Young Thug, because... Whew, them boys, I think they just trying to get you buried under the jail. Whew, I hate it for them. Hit the hashtag and see what else I've been mad about. That's just, ooh, Who did something to my spirit?
No limit,
Up like a Glock 9. They burpee feel the type of way. We putting you on blast. You the dummy of the day. They shoot straight out the booth. Bring that ass here. We finna take off your roof. Let them know how you feel. Put a thing on your hip ball. And this is real. Your burpee let a clip off.
Boom, boom, boom.
But
good morning, Larry, Jessica, and Jay.
Jay just backed that talking.
It's okay. It was okay. I was going to let him go with it. Y'all know it's Friday. It's one of my favorite days of the week. Hey, yo, Larry. Shots fired.
They shooting.
Boom, boom, boom. Let's get right to this list. Y'all remember Kylie Williams?
Kylie Williams. That sounds familiar. That's from the girl from 3LW?
That's the girl from 3LW.
Yeah, I'm good.
She was just recently interviewed. I didn't recognize who she was because she had a bang. I know her for a forehead. Shots fired, Larry.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom. Shots but fired. She said that she was recently in an entanglement with Raz B, Fizz, and J-Book. She was on some podcast and said she was in an entanglement. That don't sound like an entanglement to me, man. I know that lie anywhere. That's a train.
That's a train. Yeah.
That's
the local, too, God dang it. That's the local train right there.
That's the one with passengers on it. That ain't one where you put product and put stuff on. No. That's Amtrak right there.
That's a train. I don't know what part of the track she from, but that's a train.
Hey, and look, one of them stops. I know she ain't stop at one of them stops. I know that Raz B would ain't.
That's why I know it's a lie. Yeah. I know it's a lie because Raz B didn't want you. Nah. Shots fired, lad.
Raz B on another train station.
He might have wanted J Boog and Lil Fizz. That's why. Boom, boom, boom. That's on the list. Did y'all see James Harden's feet?
Oh my God, yes.
Listen,
oh my
look
God.
Like toes yeah, look like are, burnt cashew.
Listen, James Harden looked like he ran to freedom barefoot. That's what he looked like. Shots fired, man.
Wrong button, man.
Shots fired, man.
Boom, boom.
Okay, I can just smell them
and feel them through the picture.
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Looked
like they were drawn.
Ugh.
Because all his toes looked like a point. It looked like his feet looked like a widow's peak. You ever seen somebody's foot just come to a triangular point at the end? And he ain't even got the bunion on the side. I'm like, James, what are you doing with your feet?
Man had a foot full of pork rinds.
Ugh. Oh, a foot full of pork rinds.
Curly,
crackly, curly, curled ass.
You know what?
His toes did look like sunflower seeds.
I'm telling you, bro.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's Hey, look, that's like when Eddie Murphy was on a boomerang, and then he pulled the toe, and he looked
at the feet,
and he slid out the bed.
Oh, God.
All the Jane Harden women,
that's
they
what
be Rachel sliding
Andrews
out the
did.
Bed.
She was Eddie Murphy. She slid out the interview. How your whole foot look bad?
His toes look so bad,
his ankles were swollen. That's how you know it was bad. Last but not least on the list, Carisha.
Don't you do Carisha like that.
No, I'm
going to
do Carisha like that.
No, you don't. No, you're not going to do my friend like that.
Larry, Carisha says she like...
Golden showers, yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh.
She said they do something to her. She said they do something to her.
Yeah,
I think she been. She
yes,
been
it does up. Do something to you, man. It gives you bacterial vaginosis. That's right. Shots fired, man.
Her level low messed up.
Boom, boom,
she need to hop off that Diddy train. I'm saying, man.
Hey, look, man.
Diddy need to stop fronting. That's real talk. We all know
what
fronting about what he is. Listen, love. If you want to be love, come be love. God dang it. Be honest. You'll get more fans. What I'm trying to tell you is, it's okay. You can do it. Okay, we know what's happening. We was more than friends. We was like brothers. Late night, we would play fight undercover. What brothers you had?
They shoot.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's shoot. That you was late night playing undercovers with.
I just want to know which one it was. You know, which artist are you talking about? So.
Mario Winer.
Yeah.
I just want to know.
If you playing.
It makes sense now, Jason.
Look, I just connected the dots. I'm telling y'all. It definitely does.
Get on the low.
Keep it on.
It makes sense.
What did we just do here, man?
His heart can't take it no more.
Heart can't take it no more.
His back couldn't either. Got that.
We ain't got, look, man, we already know. We know who's zesty out here. We ain't got it, you know.
Them zest levels, boy. Good gracious. He come in the room, boy. I just started. This started Tapatio. I said, good guy got spicy in here.
Just so spicy. What happened? There was nothing in my bed spicy.
He a zest. Yeah, he a zest monster. He already know. He a zest monster. He already know. But yeah, I mean, people do. All right, go ahead, man. I'm sorry, man. Go ahead, man. Go ahead, man.
Larry, get out of there. They might be outside with picking
signs. I don't care. I said, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, protect your fruit cup, pop, whatever it is.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News, quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Gucci Mane and his wife, Keisha K. Orr, have revealed the gender of their second child. They shared family photos on Instagram wearing all pink, and Keisha was in the comments, and she said, it's a girl. So they got a boy and a girl on the way. Congratulations to the couple. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
DJ Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B, man. You know, Jay Pharoah is alive inside the madhouse. Love when this guy come through, man. Always come through, show us love. Always come to the city and sell out.
Yeah.
But you always fly through the show regardless. Artists or whatever, they sell out. They be like, I don't want to do radio. I want to do this. I want
to
do that.
Hey, man, it's important to talk to the people and keep. What Kevin Hart, Kevin Hart would sell out all the time, but he would still stay connected to the folks, man, because regardless of whether you sell out or not, you still want to make a statement. Listen, I'm here. You didn't get a chance to see me this time. Listen, man, make sure you come out when I come out next time. You know what I mean?
That's what you got to talk to the folks, and you enhance your base. Why? Tell you why. Because you got to connect with those folks. It's all about connection. If you don't connect with the people, there's a disconnect.
The disconnect, Kev.
And there's a disconnect. next time, those people aren't going to pull up bow. So what I do is let people touch me. Little body, Teddy Graham, swear to God.
Man, you impression God. Like, what was your first impression? And what made you even start, you know, start doing impressions?
What made me start doing impressions? I didn't have any friends. I was like, I got to...
Next time, those people aren't going to pull up bow. So I always do the press. Let it go.
Man, you impression God. Like, what was your first impression? And what made you even start, you know, start doing impressions?
It made me start doing impressions. I didn't have any friends. Make some. My first one was Gilbert Godfrey. And oh, I mean, now the list, it was Gilbert Godfrey, then it was Forrest Gump, then it was Sally Field, then it was Ed, and Ed. Going through puberty, you know what I mean? They've definitely dropped, so I don't know how good it's going to be. But before they dropped, boy, it was spot on. It was spot the hell on, you know. It was spot on back in the day, you know. Hold on, I'm getting a little feedback, you know. Hold on, let me turn some of them up a trick now.
I've never heard anybody say that they
feel, man. Yeah.
I'm dying for us. Life is like a box of chocolate for us. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, it was better when I was younger, but you know what I mean? It's all right now. Yeah, this is one of them cobweb impressions. These impressions that I do are roast beef. They not Hot Pockets. You understand? There ain't no microwavable impressions here. To get them to the correct area, and then I put them out for people. Like Mike Epps took me a minute to get down.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I love Mike Epps, man. Shoot, man. I had about 5 bad chicks in Charlotte. My God, props to the visas. They ain't got enough for the wall to stick. And that's the difference between me.
I have a favorite impression.
Which one is your least favorite?
Or one people request a lot.
Oh, my gosh. Who the freak did they request for me to do all the time? No, it's not Denzel.
You do a great Denzel.
It's people. When people ask me to do Snoop, I'm like, yo, son, I did that quickly. He's not one of my main impressions.
Snoop.
So okay, it's not, you know, D-O-double-G. So it's not something I like extending on, but everybody wants me to do him because they saw the Jimmy Fallon clip. Mm-hmm. But the one that people ask for, they ask Denzel all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't mind Denzel. You know, because I don't mind Denzel. That's your favorite?
It's Stewie.
Your favorite is Stewie from Family Guy. You want to know something weird, huh? You want to know something weird now? I can talk about it, huh? I'm more Family Guy. You know that, right?
Really?
You know, I'm a consultant producer. I write up here from time to time, and I have characters on the show. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I did not know
that. Yeah, that's right. And this is all from a kid from Virginia doing Family Guy impressions, and now he's on the show, huh? Dreams are possible.
Eyes and everything like that, Zay.
That's right. You never give up on your dreams, right? You gotta love your dreams, right?
If you give up on your dreams, the minute you give up on your dreams, somebody else takes the ranks. You know? You can't allow them to do that. You gotta hold your dreams. You gotta hold your dreams close to you, Larry. You understand that?
I understand.
Because when you don't hold your dreams close, that's right. They get ripped away from you. All right. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. I think Will Smith said it, huh? Will Smith said it in The Pursuit of Happiness. Yeah. When you got a dream, yeah, you gotta protect it. It doesn't matter what anybody says. It's like, if I say it, anybody, don't let anybody stop you from your dream. Your dream, when you got a dream, you got to protect it. Yeah, this was pre-slap, you know? Like, yeah, this was like when I was like mad likable, you know what I mean? And now it's like hard, like, you know, because people, yeah, you know, they didn't see emancipation. And, like, I was confused because I was like, yo, I thought y'all bang with me, you know, chitty, chitty, bang, bang, you know, bad boy, you know, I thought you messed with me. But I think the thing is, people don't want to see slave movies anymore. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
People are tired of that. Mm-hmm. You know, the last slave movie that I saw was the Harriet Tubman one, which is a lie. They tried to act like Harriet Tubman was getting visions from God when she was dropping to her knees, but we all know the real stuff, you know, chicka, 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 chicka. You know the real stuff, right? The real thing was like she had narcolepsy, you know, because
yes.
She got hit by a slave master so hard in the middle of her head, she would fall out for no reason. And think about that. She had narcolepsy and she was still saving slaves. Do you know what that? She was falling asleep while she was saved. Could you imagine being out there? You don't know. You ain't never seen this before. And your tour guide falls asleep. Just imagine that. Yo, son, that's scary. You're like, yo, I should have stayed. You know, at least I wouldn't be like a wanted slave. You know what I mean? I would still be on the plantation, you know, suffering the minimum, which is maximum, but still minimum.
Yes.
Compared to escaping. You've seen like Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence when they escaped in life. You saw what happened. The gun line, boss.
Yes.
Woo! Yeah.
Yeah,
insane.
Yeah.
So.
He had narcolepsy, but was still woke.
Still woke. Yeah, that's a good punch right there. Thank you. I'll give you credit on the special, my man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Club for new hip-hop and R&B. Look, introvert right there. You like that song?
Yeah. I like it. Just make you want to move. You should, if y'all would see what I was doing, boy, I was jerk twerking. I don't know what
you
this,
was what?
I was jerk twerking. I mean, that when your whole body twerk. You know what I'm saying? Your whole body be moving and stuff. Boy, I was killing that little Uzi. Man, I love it. It's too much. I be getting tired, though.
You were talking to us about your new special that's about to drop.
Well, I haven't filmed it yet.
Okay.
But I plan to film it this year, hopefully in March. And I'm thinking either Phoenix or Houston to do it. I think it's just it shows where I'm at now, man. And I'm talking to people on this one, which it feels very, very personal. And to get to this point that I've finally gotten to, I've been working trying to do this thing where it's like Chris Rock crossed with Eddie Murphy. And that's what people say when they come up to me now. So yeah. I've worked hard enough to get there. And I'm just happy for the world to be able to see everything I'm talking about now, because I've gone through a lot of stuff
over
the last 6 years. So a lot of stuff.
You also was that,
oh, go ahead, bro.
Speaking of that, there was footage that came out. You were out exercising.
Yep.
And the cops pulled you over. Not pulled you over.
They wrongfully detained me.
They detained you.
Put me in cuffs. Got me on the ground. I was confused. I didn't know what the hell was happening. I was right down the street from my house, and they finally realized that I wasn't the guy and let me go. But the app that I was using, man, it told me to stop running through that situation. It said stop. It was like, stop running. That was, and I saw a helicopter fly over. I was like, what the hell is that? What's going on? And I keep walking, and the police officer, he got his gun out. Freeze!
I think you're talking to somebody else. I said, oh, snap, who are you talking to? I'm like, oh, man, he about to get somebody. I said, let me get my phone. No, you get on the ground. I said, oh, all right. I got on the ground, and as I get down to comply to the officer, on my life, yo, I get on the ground. I'm scared. I've never been in this situation. The app says, run. I said, hell no. Absolutely not. You tripping. Not today, Satan. Not today. Not today. You trying to set me up for failure, bro.
You also let us hear some of your music you got out.
I got a song with SkyX from ASAP Rocky's squad. It's called Speedboat. And DJ Who Kid also, he's the one that curated the whole thing, put it together. And we got the music video. And yeah, it's about to drop. It was supposed to drop New Year's Day, but we might have to shift that to next month, which is cool. But I was hoping that it was going to drop this month, but it's there. And I just saw the final edit of the video. It's beautiful. And I have another project. If you ain't check it out, it's called Spitting Image.
Spitting Image.
Spitting Image. Okay. That is on Spotify right now. I dropped that 2021. And wow, that seems so far. Wow, that's a long time. But it was like a year ago. You know, some change. But it's me and 50 Cent rapping together, me and Jay-Z rapping together, me and T.I. rapping together, me and Big Sean rapping together, me and Drake rapping together, and it's all me doing impressions of them while I'm rapping as myself. So you check that out. Yeah, I'm doing my own features, baby. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy. You played it, and I was like, dang, you sound just like him. Like, yeah. The song sound like they featuring the people that's on it.
Well, you know, I really do like the one with T.I.P. because, you know, exponentially, incapacitorially stated, and in the way of the suspicious Justice League, what we are trying.
He's not a suspicious Justice League.
He just be throwing words out there.
T.I. just left here. He sold out the Comedy Zone last week.
Hey, look, pimp, I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that, folk. Expeditiously.
Now, in your career, since you started touring and being on TV, have you ever done any impressions of women?
Yeah. I mean, you know, what the hell? I did, who the hell do I do? God dang, I did Meg Thee Stallion.
I would like to do her other ways. Definitely, hey. I'm saying, man, if Party cop out, I'm a cop right in.
I'm gonna go up there and be like, real hot girl stuff. Yeah, I'm in my bed, but I'm in his too. Oh my God, Tori. I didn't sleep with Tori.
What? Like sexual? No.
What do you mean? I think I'm too tall. I'm too tall. She like fun size.
Partisan's kind of tall, man. Ain't Partisan kind of tall?
Party's kind of tall, but you know he writes hits. Like she like the little Halloween candy rappers. That's what she like. I think it's something. I think she likes putting them in a little backpack like Yoda and carrying them around.
Oh,
and then,
wow.
Like, swishing them around and going like, you know what I mean? She looked, yo, she looked like she would make you put your legs back and she'd ride you like this. Even though, men, stop. Don't let your girl do that to you. Okay, you look so P. Diddy, it's crazy. Stop.
Not P. Diddy. Not so P. Diddy.
Stop doing it, man. Stop freaking doing it, all right? Another thing we're going to talk about here. Listen, I don't know what it is, these generations, y'all are evolving in the bedroom, but what the hell is pegging? What is up with that? What do you know what pegging is?
Let me look this up.
You skipped me.
Pegging is when you let your girl put a strap on and go to work.
No, man, I'm good. Hey,
exactly.
Oh, thank you. With Jeff Farrell, we come back.
Ain't no contenders. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Show. Madhouse. On Power 98, Charlotte's number one plug for hip-hop and R&B.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? Y'all know it's time to play Black Smart. We got a celebrity guest helping in the building for you this morning. He's your lifeline, Jay Farrow.
Yo.
You don't know the answer, he may know.
Hey, look, hold on. Okay.
We're playing Black Smart. Where they get today, Bert?
We are sending him to go check out Cat Williams. He's going to be here February 17th. Y'all need to go check that out. But you got to be Black Smart in order to go. So you need to call up here right now. We're looking for call
number
9-704-570. Is that Cat? I hear it. We're going to take it.
Listen, Burpee, a comedian Burpee, who I've watched for years and seen you develop over the years. Just let them call and use me as a lifeline to go see my show because Jay Farrell has left the building. There we go. All right.
All right. We got Cat in the building. So y'all call him here right now. 704-570-WPEG.
It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Are You Black Smart?
It's Camilla.
What up, Camilla?
Yo.
What's going on?
All right, we're going to play Black Smart, Camilla. We're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we are taking your hood black card, all right?
Nice. Oh, God, no.
Jessica has category number one.
Drake.
What? Burpee has category number two.
Black line dances.
What? I got your category number three. In the movie.
Pick me, pick me.
What?
Let's go in the movie first.
In the movie. In the movie, White Chicks starred the brothers Sean and Marlon Wayans. Their characters, who did their characters work for?
The FBI. CIA.
You got it, baby. Stay with the FBI. You got it, baby. You got it. All right, you want to stay in the same category or would you like another one?
Let's same category.
All right, in the movie, he got game. This actor played Jesus Shuttlesworth daddy.
Hmm. Denzel Washington.
God dang, girl, you won it. Oh, you won.
Now, no, ladies and gentlemen, she didn't need any help from Cat Williams. Her blackness just totally bled through the phone.
You win. Your mama, your daddy was a damn genius. Oh, you want to say something to a cat?
I would say, boo-boo, you did a good job keeping your black card, and I better see that booty at my show when I come here next week. And also, check out my little bro who's taller than me, Jay Farrell, this weekend at the Comedy Zone, even though the tickets are sold out. But there's still some available for Sunday. Thank you.
Tell us what station made you a winner, baby.
At Power 98.
Yo. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning, man. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is. It's 9:30 in the city. It's time to find out what trending. Trending topic. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. Yeah. Every day we trending. Yeah. Press to play, we trending. Yeah. 98, no limit. Yeah. Everything be trending. You know we run the streets. That's a hashtag. Yeah. New hip-hop and R&B, that's a hashtag. Yeah. Power 98, the plug, no, we stamp that. If it's trending, then you know we on it. That's that. Trending Topics is being brought to you by the Royal Comedy Tour. Y'all need to keep listening to Power 98 for your chance to win tickets to that show. It's coming to the Ovens Auditorium on April 7th. Tickets are on sale right now on our website, power98fm.com. Go for details.
You got trending to Ms. Jess?
All right. Blueface and Christian Rock, they are trending after she had to be put out of an interview. They were doing an interview, and Blueface had to tell her, like, hey, security, come get her. You know, she was visibly drunk. She has since come out and said that there were parts of the questions that the people were asking her, and she was triggered. Blueface has come out also, and he says, listen, you know, when she was on Baddies doing this, y'all found it amusing, you know, and it's not that she's drunk. There's something mentally, her mental is off. And I think it's unfortunate that, you know, there are some people in the media that continue to exploit her for entertainment purposes. And that's what she's doing a lot of this for, is for entertainment, when she really just needs to go get some help.
She's been through a lot. I don't know if you saw the little documentary on her life, but she's been through a lot. And it's just, you're right, she just need to go get some help. I mean, at this point, she getting paid for it, but, you know. Sometime or another, you got to really get into yourself and go get some real help, because it's sad, really. It's really, really sad. Mm. Bert, what you got trending, man?
P. Diddy is trending on Twitter right now. But it's P.
E.E. Diddy.
Yeah. I was telling Jessica about this a minute ago.
Oh, were you?
Mm-hmm.
It's trending online. And, of course, that's coming from Carisha saying what she said, how she likes
she likes golden showers. And golden showers. Here's what she said in the interview with Trina.
It say take a shot if you like golden showers. I do.
Golden showers, meaning when the guy pees on you?
Mm-hmm.
Pee on you everywhere? You like it?
I just like it.
You do? Freak of the week. But like peeing on you?
I don't know. It's just too sexy.
I'm going to be honest. I've never had a golden shower. Like, I've given one. Oh, is that the same thing as squirting? Or
they say that. I don't know. But I don't had a golden shower and I like it.
I give them.
Well, that is definitely trending this morning in the culture, huh?
And let me tell you something. Black Twitter is...
They are going in. I saw the hashtag P Diddy, P-E-E, Diddy. Oh, my goodness. They talking about no wonder she like him.
This is hilarious.
But, hey, Carisha, please. Hey.
Somebody said...
I think it was Summer Walker who commented and said, you know, chill out, but I do have questions.
Yeah.
Exactly what type of pee are y'all talking about?
Right.
Yeah, she was like, is this a stinky black and mild yellow type?
Oh, God.
Or, you know, this is the clear, I'm healthy.
Somebody said, this is what P. Diddy said, I had to use the bathroom. And then they used Whitney.
That would be me.
They said, Young Miami. That's what Young Miami said.
See, that would be me?
Yeah. They are so disrespectful.
Wow. Also trending this morning, the Carolina Panthers are trending. They have put their search for a coach on hold to honor and to begin to, talk to the family of Anton Walks. You know, he's a soccer player from the Charlotte Football Club that passed away yesterday in a car accident. So their football coach search for the Carolina Panthers is on hold. They're slated to talk to Sean Payton. And then they saying after that, they're probably pretty much going to make a decision, which I don't know. Nobody just won't give Steve Wilks the job. I still haven't figured that out yet. But okay. All right, man, that's what's trending inside No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. My God, Carisha, my God. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. What was that question today, Ms. Jessica?
Today we were asking you, what's the character that you like on television, but you don't particularly like the actor or actress that plays it?
All right, so Certified said, on my soaps, people still watch soap operas, General Hospital, they changed the district attorney and I don't like her. That's what I got. Bert, what you got?
Somebody said Lynn Whitfield. Mm. Love her as a person, but some of her characters she play make me want to say sit down and respectfully STFU. And somebody made a comparison in music the way they did on where they're doing with characters. They said off topic, but R. Kelly, love his music but hate him.
That's a little different, but makes sense. Coming up inside the Madhouse, we're going to roll call. You can roll call me on my Instagram page at I Am No Limit Larry.
With me at Hey Miss Jessica.
Or on my page at I'm Just Burpee.
Complete your morning routine. Turn up the hip hop. We roll up slow. Moments when you ask how my day go. Pour a book on how to do it. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.